horses. Really, we didn't call them horses. Really, they wasn't horses. They was what you call, well, they call them weird swamp animals, you know.
Where did you keep them?
We kept them in the barn.
Okay. You told me that, besides the barn, you kept them out in the cow pen?
Yeah, the cow we did. Mm-hmm. Kept them in the cow pen, and that is when we had kept them overnight there when we were going to milk them.
Mm-hmm.
But after, early in the morning, after we milked them, we turned them in the pasture.
And then when the cow had calved, you had a separate pen?
Yeah, we had a separate pen. Sure did.
Okay. Where did you keep the hogs on the farm?
In the pasture, and we had a feeding pen that they could come in and eat. And if we were getting them ready to kill, of course, we always just shut them up in a little pen, not very big, you know, just feed them until we got them, you know, cleaned out and fed them like we wanted them to kill them.
Were they out with the cows? Could they pasture out in the same place with the cows? Oh, that's really neat. Were there some people that had a place for their hogs that had a concrete floor?
Yeah, that's when you get them ready for killing. Even if they, we never had them islands on a concrete floor, but they had it on a just a regular wood, you know, frame floor, wood floor.
That's what was the reason for that?
That was in order to that they would eat all of their food, you know, and wouldn't waste their food. And they, I always heard that was one of the reasons for cleaning the hog out, you know, out of the dirt. You put them on that floor pen, and then they would, my father always, I never did, because I never farmed. I'm married at a little age. I didn't get to farm too much because, really, my older sister's the one to know so much about farming, because when I got to where I could really work on the farm, my father, you know, put farming back. See, up that day. And naturally, I always said I'd forever be single if I had to marry a farm.
Too hard
because
work?
It was hard work, I thought, but since food has gotten so high.
It's got its advantages, I guess.
I can see the advantage farmers have, although they don't have too much advantage now, because according to what I hear people say, they don't get too much for what they, you know. It's hard for us to go and buy it, but the set of farmers doesn't get very much for it, so I don't know.
Hard for them to grow it too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Before people had refrigerators in the house, was there a place where they kept butter and milk and cream from spoiling? Maybe a place outside?
My mother used to let hers down in the well.
Just hung it in the bucket?
Put it in the bucket and put it in the, you put it in a bucket and put top over it.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in the bucket to draw the water in and just let it down in the well. And kept it.
Do you have a word for a type of farm where they do nothing but milk cows and process the milk and
dairy?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call the place where you stored your butter and cream and things a dairy? Maybe if it was down in a stream or something?
Oh no, it would. We called it a well or a spring. My mother a lot of times would put the spring water. Sometimes would be colder than actually the well water. Could feel it. We always, wherever we lived, it was always some springs close by.